NPR's Noah Adams was at the game last night between Louisville and the West Virginia Mountaineers. He says the football was great, but he was really there to watch a trumpet player.
The University of Louisville Marching Band has a member who cannot see and cannot march. But Patrick Henry Hughes is right there in the trumpet section in a wheelchair pushed by his father. A short blonde young man, white uniform, silver trumpet raised, being spun around the field by his dad, who wears a red Louisville jacket. These two men are a team unto themselves. Patrick Henry Hughes, the son, Patrick John Hughes, the father, and he says the music was there from the very beginning for his son.
I'd have him fed and changed, and he should be happy. But as babies do, they cry, and you don't know why. And I found that I could lay him on top of the piano in his car seat carrier and play the piano, and he would get quiet immediately.
This is the now 18-year-old college freshman at the family piano. As we talked about how far back he can remember, imagine this, at 2 years old.
Sometimes the sounds would remind me of, like, the voices of my different relatives. Like, these two notes right here would remind me somewhat of my mom's voice. These notes right here were my grandmother's voice. And then I had a few notes, like this one, and like some of those were mainly based on if I met a stranger at like a store, it'd remind me of that type of voice.
Patrick Henry Hughes cannot understand what it would be like to see. But also, his legs won't straighten out and he's never walked. He would choose that ability over vision. He doesn't want to be so dependent. Patrick Hughes, the elder, gets 4.5 hours sleep, and that's after 5 a.m. when he gets off work at UPS. He takes his son to classes, to practice, to the games. He says he's having a new kind of fun.
Spending father-son time together is great. I'm really tickled that as an 18-year-old young man, he still doesn't mind having me, you know, hang around and participate as actively in his life as I do.
For the games, the band has its own plays to execute, and Mr. Hughes, behind his son's wheelchair, gets some help with that.
The students who know I'm supposed to be in between them will maybe take one hand off their instrument and discreetly point their finger, you know, down to the ground. Mr. Hughes, you should be here at this time.
The pregame music is welcome, but these fans want to scream. And they do. Especially as the Cardinals take the halftime lead. Then, a surprise on the field, Patrick Hughes sits at a keyboard, wearing Ray Charles sunglasses and doing what he calls the Ray Sway. He plays 1 minute and 58 seconds of What I Say. R&B star Patrick Hughes. Music could be in his future, or maybe he'll be a Spanish interpreter, but perhaps.
I would really love to be the host of a popular television game show. I like to kiss all the women. I finally found out the reason I like to kiss the women. It kind of helps me be able to get a clear picture of what they might look like.
Patrick Henry Hughes, a member of the Cardinals Marching Band. Noah Adams, NPR News, Louisville, Kentucky.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.